This is a BMC Academy production.
Now let's shift our focus on a condition that affects millions of lives every day, diabetes. Managing diabetes isn't just about blood sugar, it's about whole person care, from nutrition and medication to eye, foot, and dental health. To help us unpack this important topic, I'm joined by an expert from Teladoc Health, our trusted provider that's helping employees take control of their diabetes through personalized support and cutting-edge tools. Hi, Grace. Welcome to BMC's Health Podcast.
Hi, Daisy. Thank you so much for having me.
So glad you're here. So I want to start talking about diabetes, the impact on our society, and just wondering to see if you could help us with some current statistics on how many Americans are living with diabetes today.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, according to the American Diabetes Association, there's over 38 million Americans that have diabetes, or 1.2 million that have been diagnosed each year or being diagnosed each year. The alarming number is that approximately 8.7 million are undiagnosed. Now, I also want to call out that we're talking about diabetes, but there's different types of diabetes. So we're going to get into prediabetes. There's also type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, just to level set, is an autoimmune condition. So it's the body's immune system mistakenly attacking the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. And with type 2, it develops when the body becomes resistant to insulin. So I like to say, if you think of insulin as the key that unlocks the door for sugar to get into your cells, right? We all need energy to get into our cells to function. In type 1 diabetes, the body destroys the key-making factory, essentially, right? So you don't have any keys at all. In type 2 diabetes, you still have keys. They're still being manufactured, but the locks are getting a little rusty. So it's just not working as effectively.
Wow. Well, that's good to know that information. And just wondering, you know, there's millions of people that are undiagnosed and they don't know that they are living with diabetes. Could you let us know what the different age groups or communities are impacted by diabetes?
Yeah, so prevalence comes with age. So for type 2 diabetes, people aged, you know, 20s to 30s, much lower rates. But among those in the 40 to 50, the prevalence starts to jump. 60 plus, you have the higher rates. There has been an increasing incidence of type 2 diabetes in children and adolescents, so between the ages of 10 and 19, especially in certain racial and ethnic groups. So it's really important to know your risk factors, make sure you're seeing your provider, getting those preventative tests done, blood work done. And then when we think about type 1 diabetes, I think for a very long time, people have only thought about it as children, right? It was referred to as juvenile diabetes. But research shows that about half of newly diagnosed type 1 diabetes actually occurs in adults. So sometimes it happens in your 20s and your 30s and even later in life. And in fact, many adults are initially misdiagnosed with type 2 diabetes because providers don't always expect type 1 at that age.
Wow. So it really is an overall age group starting from, you know, it could be 10 to type 1. And then it just when you're older, it might be type 1 or type 2. So it's just a long range, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So again, just knowing your risk factors, being aware of, you know, some earlier risks, not just that are modifiable, also non-modifiable, right? So do you have a family history? If not, again, getting those screens, but also there's things that you can do for yourself, right? You can make sure that you're staying active and, you know, physically active, thinking about your diet. So we can get into a little bit more detail about that.
Yeah. It goes on to my next question anyway. So how does pre-diabetes, so before you actually get diabetes, you're diagnosed sometimes with pre-diabetes. And, you know, if you get your physical once a year, you usually get your A1C tested, which is a factor that shows, you know, for a duration of time, how much, I'm not the expert here, but what I know whenever I go get my preventive exam, the duration of how much glucose is in your blood level. And so how does prediabetes factor, and maybe you can explain what prediabetes is and how does that factor into the overall picture, and what can we do to prevent the progression?
Yeah, that's right. So you're getting that hemoglobin A1C blood test and, looking at those results. But prediabetes is the warning. So it's this opportunity. It's when your body's starting to become insulin resistant. So still producing insulin, not diagnosed with type 2, starting to have some signs. About 98 million U.S. adults have prediabetes, and more than 80% don't know they have it. So without action, many people will progress to type 2 diabetes within about 5 years is what the research shows. But the good news is that there is prevention and that works. The CDC's diabetes prevention program, which Teladoc follows, it's a structured lifestyle program that helps to reduce the incidence of developing type 2 diabetes by 58%, by 71% for people 60 plus and older. And so, this is lifestyle behavior modification. So again, making sure that you are being physically active. They actually recommend 150 minutes a week of activity and, building muscle, as well as losing 5 to 7% of your weight. That really does significantly reduce the incidence of developing type 2 diabetes. So you have this great opportunity to prevent or delay.
That's great. That's all really good to hear whenever you can prevent something from becoming anything that's a big deal, because as I was preparing for this podcast, I did notice that once you do have the condition, there's a lot of things you have to look after, which we'll get into the whole body care later. But I mean, it's really good news for those. If you go get your preventive exam every year, that this is preventable.
That's right.
Now let's shift over to treatment options and what innovations are out there. What are the latest treatment options available for managing diabetes currently?
Yeah, so I am on the board here in Kansas and Missouri for Breakthrough T1D, and they raise a lot of money and do a lot of research for those with type 1 diabetes. And there is a breakthrough, the biggest that's happened for people with type 1 diabetes. It's a therapy called Tzield. That's kind of the name for short. The official name is a lot harder to remember the pronunciation, but it's the first drug proven to delay the onset of type 1 diabetes by about 2 years on average. The key is screening. Type 1 diabetes, again, doesn't happen overnight. And so really testing for those early markers, they're called islet autoantibodies, and that can be done through different programs. And so, just talking to your provider about that. But for type 2 diabetes, there is still lifestyle changes. Metformin is an oral medication that's been around forever. That's still very effective. And you may have heard of this other drug called the GLP-1, right? So there's Ozempic. It's been around for a very long time to help people manage their type 2 diabetes, not only lowering their hemoglobin A1C, but also having some great benefits when it comes to weight loss, heart and kidney risk. And so those GLP-1s for people with type 2 diabetes, really have made a big difference. And then on the tech side, there's amazing insulin pumps that just keep getting smarter. They keep getting smaller. There's tubeless. There's continuous glucose monitors that, again, is amazing technology that really helps people better manage their chronic condition. And then now even some that are available over the counter. So lots of great tools and resources to help people.
That's great to hear. And when we think about behavior health or, well-being, mental health for people that do live with diabetes, what are some recommendations that you have? Do you see when people that live with diabetes, if their well-being is impacted? If so, what type of lifestyle coaching recommendations do you advise?
Yeah, absolutely. So behavioral health, lifestyle coaching, it's really central and it plays a major role. We offer coaching. It's unlimited, where members can connect with a coach. We're also providing the diabetes self-management education and support, which does consistently show it helps improve hemoglobin A1C. The American Diabetes Association's standards of care also call for routine screening for diabetes distress. So similar to depression, but, its own category, but also depression, anxiety. There's a true fear of low blood sugars or hypoglycemia, disordered eating. So it's really important to address the mental load that people with whether they're insulin dependent or not, there's just a lot of daily decisions that diabetes demands and can be very stressful. And then pairing, you know, again, we talked about, or I mentioned the CGMs. So pairing that with coaching really does help connect those lifestyle behavior modifications. And so the data motivates people, but having that human side or that human connection can really help sustain and make meaningful changes.
And so for the lifestyle coaching at Teladoc, it is a real person. It's not like an AI coaching, lifestyle coaching. They're getting a real person. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Daisy. It's unlimited one-on-one telephonic coaching sessions where they can connect with a real life person. They can have that same person be their accountability partner throughout their journey if they'd like. They can connect once a week or once a month. It's really up to them. And then even in between those sessions, we have unlimited in-app messaging where they would get a thoughtful response from an actual coach and not a chatbot.
That's good. That's good. Because, you know, I would only imagine that you could do feel, especially when you're first diagnosed, you could feel overwhelmed by everything. So that's good to hear.
That's right.
All right. So with whole body care for diabetics, why is it important to not only, you know, go to your annual physical, but also get regular eye exams?
Yeah, so it's really important because it's all interrelated. So making sure that you're getting your annual eye exam, there's a thing called diabetic retinopathy that can occur. And so vision loss, especially when you have your blood sugars are running high consistently. So really important to get that annual check and just make sure that you're, you know, where you need to be, know your baseline. And if there is a concern, catching it early and staying on top of it.
That's good to hear. What should diabetics know about foot care and the risk of neuropathy or amputation?
Yeah, so it's really important that when you do go see your provider that they're putting eyes on your feet. So not just, you know, looking, but also touching, making sure that you're taking shoes and socks off every time so that they're checking for any potential signs or symptoms. If you have neuropathy or nerve damage, it's really especially important that you're getting your feet checked, but also that you're being careful at home and at your work, that you're wearing the proper shoes and preventing any injury. Oftentimes with neuropathy, you start to lose feeling. And with that can come even just a simple, innocent, you know, stepping on something at home and, you know, you think it's just a little wound and you start to take care of it. Unfortunately, what happens is it gets hard to treat and it can progress. And so that's where you get into the trouble of, you know, amputations because you're, again, you're losing that feeling, that sense. And so it's especially important to make sure that you're, again, keeping your doctor informed and having those visual exams on your feet, but also just proper care at home.
Mm-hmm. And when we think about oral health, I've heard a lot, even those that don't live with diabetes, that it's really important your oral health and how much it can impact other health factors. So especially for the diabetic community, why are regular dental cleanings so essential?
Yeah, again, it's just all so very interrelated. One affects the other. And so it's so important to make sure that you're getting that regular dental care, whether you're, you know, having any issues currently, but just again, for preventative measures, very important. So flossing, brushing at home, but then also seeing your dentist twice a year or more often if necessary. I know there's like a cardiovascular connection to that. You know, again, just like bleeding gums, hard to heal. So just making sure that you're staying on top of all of that. So much can happen when you're not doing those preventative measures. And that's just it. I think that, you know, if you are staying on top of those eye exams, if you're starting to feel any numbness and tingling in your hands or your feet, if you're starting to notice any oral changes, that you go see your provider and stay on top of that, because a lot of this can be prevented.
And going over to what Teladoc offers, and before we go there, I just want to let all of our BMCers know that our dental plan offers 3 preventive cleanings a year. So that's more than the norm. Usually it's considered preventive for two cleanings a year, but BMC does one additional, so you can get three cleanings a year. So I encourage everyone, even if you don't have diabetes, to go get your cleans, because they're not going to cost you anything. They're a preventive.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's awesome that you guys offer those three. That's really
nice. Yes, yes. I try to go three times, you know, sometimes it's just a two, but at least I know I have that extra.
That's right. Yeah, I think it's important because with, you know, again, with diabetes, it just reduces your ability to fight infection. And so, you know, staying on top of that, especially if you have gum disease, that sort of thing. So that's really good.
Yes, yes. So going over back to Teladoc and your health diabetes management program, can you walk us through how Teladoc Health supports employees living with diabetes?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you enroll in the program, whether you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, you're going to receive a glucometer. So it's no out-of-pocket cost to you. It's going to come ready to go out of the box. They're cellular-enabled devices, meaning that you don't have to worry about Wi-Fi. You don't have to worry about trying to establish Bluetooth connection. It's a cellular chip that we provide. The glucometer is small. It's compact. And so when you check your blood sugar, it's going to automatically upload all of that data and that information into your account so you can view it and easily share it with your provider or your care team. And then it's unlimited supplies. So this is unlimited test strips, your lancets, your lancing device, everything you need to check your blood sugar, whether you're checking once or multiple times a day. It's provided to you. It has a built-in reminder, so it's going to send those supplies directly to your home. When you get low, it's going to send you a reminder, have you verify your home address, and send those supplies to you. Through the glucometer, there's obviously the result, right? When you check your blood sugar, you're gonna see where you are. And then we're going to give you some direction from the meter in real time. So letting you know you're in range, you're out of range. If you're low, how to treat. If you're high, giving you some suggestions, positive reinforcement. And then we also have, unique to Teladoc, 24/7, 365 remote monitoring. So in real time, when you check your blood sugar, if it's extremely low or extremely high, so hypoglycemia or hyperglycemia, we have our alert response specialists that are going to reach out to you to make sure that you understand how to properly treat your low blood sugar, offer some real-time support in that moment by a phone call or via a phone call. They can either, you know, also send an email or a text, whatever your preferred method of communication is, to support you. In addition, we sort of extend that safety net to our members, offering them the opportunity to set up what we call friends and family. So again, when they have that real-time out-of-range blood sugar, they can have a loved one also receive a text alert in real time so that they know to check in on their person or persons. And then there's just all the tools and education and support. So the ability to help empower you, to help increase your health literacy on what your hemoglobin A1C is, why that matters, how to help reach the target that you're trying to get to, so that you're preventing the risk and complications that come with diabetes, right? We talked about the nerve damage. There's cardiovascular risk factors. There's vision problems that can happen. So all working to empower you to prevent that, better manage, live a healthier life. We make it so you can log and track your meals. We provide food insights. We have so you can sync your activity tracker and encourage physical activity. Sleep is super important. So we provide you education and support on how to get good quality sleep. So really taking this holistic approach when it comes to better managing your diabetes.
I really like that. So that's a whole lot that you all offer, especially the part where you can add in family and friends, because there are some people that live on their own. And many times, you know, you don't have a roommate or a spouse there to help you if it's an emergency. So that, you know, phoning a friend or receiving those alerts, those of friends receiving those alerts is very crucial.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, going over with all the support that Teladoc provides to patients, how does that improve long-term? So with all the tools, resources, education, do you see improvements long-term?
Absolutely. So all of the things that I talked about really work together to turn short-term behavior into lasting outcomes and habits. So, you know, we have coaching that provides that accountability and problem solving. We have the education or content within the app. We have the monitoring with the glucose meter. If members have been prescribed a continuous glucose monitor, they can bring that into our platform and sync their CGM for an even more enhanced experience. And we're giving that real-time feedback, the education that really helps to build confidence and self-management skills, the food logging to connect the dots between, you know, what you eat and how your body responds. You can combine all of these tools to really help lower the hemoglobin A1C, achieve even, you know, weight loss as a result, improve time in range, risk reduction. And so as a result of that, just really having the outcomes that you're looking for, but that are sustainable outcomes through realistic lifestyle changes.
And what feedback have you received from users of the program? Any success stories you could share?
We have a lot of great member testimonials. One that sticks out to me is Irene. She is a Mexican-American woman who was in our program. And for a long time, she struggled because she was told, like, not to eat her rice or her beans or her tortillas, you know, which is can be really hard. And when you're trying to make changes, you want it to be realistic in order for it to stick and be sustainable, right? And you don't want to eliminate someone's cultural identity. And so our approach, I think people really appreciate, because we are looking at you as an individual and understand everyone's journey is going to be different. So taking different cultures, ethnicities, budgets into consideration. And so that one stands out to me, but I think a lot of people praise the no-cost features, the ability to get unlimited test strips and how easy it is to use our meter. It logs everything, so there's no manual entry needed. The coaches really shine on member feedback as well. People really appreciate the ability to have the coaches. We get a lot of compliments on the app. It's really easy to use and find everything under one roof, including mental health.
So to enroll in Teladoc, and if you're currently living with diabetes and you're not enrolled in Teladoc yet, please call your health advocate number listed on the back of your Blue Cross Blue Shield ID card. Grace, thank you for being here. So insightful.
I appreciate your time. Thank you for having me.
Managing your blood sugar just got a whole lot easier and more affordable. Introducing the advanced blood glucose meter that comes with as many strips and lancets as you need, all paid for by BMC. That's right, all at no cost to you. Every check gives you personalized tips, and you can even set optional alerts to keep loved ones in the loop. Out of range? No worries, real-time support is just a tap away. Need to share your progress? You can send a health summary report directly from your meter. And when it's time to restock, just reorder strips right from the device. Also, no more paper logbooks. Automatic uploads keep everything organized. Ready to take control? Join now by visiting teladochealth.com/register/bcbstx-health or call 800-835-2362 and use registration code bcbstx-health. Your health, your way, made simple.